Welcome to the Where Rural Matters podcast, the official podcast of the Texas Rural Education Association. Here, we spotlight the people, policies, and programs making a difference in rural schools across Texas. TREA, Where Rural Matters.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of TREA's podcast. I'm very happy this morning to be with Bill King. Bill King is with KLC Video. KLC Video and Security have been longtime partners of TREA. And welcome, Bill.
Well, thank you, Bill Tarleton. appreciate the invitation, first of all, to be able to address TREA memberships.
Tell us, Bill, what is KLC and what does it do?
KLC is a comprehensive security company that we primarily deal with the K-12 market for school districts all throughout Texas and all throughout Arkansas. And those security products started way back in, it's been 23 years ago now that we've joined the school market. And that started mainly because of camera systems. And then very quickly, in a few years after that, moved to access control. And all of this is to better secure your school campuses. And we know since that time, unfortunately, there's been so many different school shootings that need has grown and then it really expanded. And that really brings us into today's area that we have been searching and looking ever since TEA moved in with the regulations for a panic alert system, which I know was greatly needed. And of course, you know, with that, they had all the struggles that school districts had to meet all the security needs from fencing to filming and on and on. But this panic alert was brought on by Alyssa's Law. And this is something that we've been vetting products for the last year and a half for school districts. And with that, this past year, we have definitely settled on looking at EduTrax. And this is what we've moved forward with in such a surprising way that as I produce this, our camera system is iPro Panasonic, which that's one of the largest providers of security products in the world. And we've been very fortunate that due to TREA has been a very instrumental in our growth as a company. And with that, we've become the number one vendor in the nation for iPro Panasonic. With that, the panic solution that school districts were required to have, being able to not just notify somebody, but when they put this solution, it's got to be under Alyssa's Law to put it in every classroom, right? With that, it should work with the district's access control. And that has been something hard for a lot of schools to find a solution that will be fully comprehensive with being able to tie in all kinds of pieces of weapons detection, intercoms, radio, access controls, cameras, even to the part of having buttons and cards, sirens and strobes, you know, horn strobes, just like a fire alarm. And we've been able to find a system in EduTrax that completely does all of this. And I'm looking forward to this meeting that we're going to have at Kalahari, because added to that, born out of this panic solution, is a new product that we've been able to take the EduTrax and introduce it to iPro Panasonic, and they've now brought it under their umbrella, and they're going to move it out nationwide first before they go worldwide. But this new product is called a privacy camera, where this, we introduced it at TASA TASB, just at the booth, but we want to be able to show, and this is where the school administrators were very surprised to realize, wait a minute, you mean with a button in this privacy camera, it's not used until the teacher pushes the button and then it activates the camera, the video and audio controlled by the teacher they said, wait a minute, that can be used a lot more than just in a panic situation. We can have this for classroom disturbance. And now the teacher is in control. Because one thing that they didn't want to do was for the teacher to feel like there's a camera in the room and they were being monitored, right? We're really excited to show this and show how it's going to work.
That is amazing. I've seen that camera, and it is cool. And I met the gentleman that I believe his name is Tiger from Japan.
That is correct. It's Tiger from Japan. I think he'll be there along with one of the other team sales members.
It's an amazing product, and you've packed a lot of information into the last few minutes about those products, and we're excited to see that. Is there any other way that we'll talk about contact information at the end. Do you have any other shows or anything else, any other places where they can see it, or they just need to come to TREA at Kalahari on June 24th?
that is correct. Come see us. But the school districts that we deal with right now, which are which may lead into saying and exciting to continue the relationship with that relationship. I think I forgot how many years it's been now, Bill, but when we started giving back in the form of student scholarships, and we've been able to grow that tremendously throughout the years. So I'm looking forward to be able to present those again this year. Very excited. I think now that if we're running pretty close to about $100,000 that we've been able to give back in scholarships. So very excited about that.
You may be conservative on that. You guys, and I wanted to make a point of that as well, is that KLC has been in support of our scholarship program for many years, 10 that I know of. And I appreciate very much what you have done on that front. Because you definitely have, and that's amazing support that you give part of what your profits essentially back to TREA school districts. And so that's very important. It does not go unnoticed. Anything else that you want to talk about in terms of the TREA relationship and KLC and your products before we wrap up?
Well, I would like to add one other thing to say, just how reaching statewide that we've been able to grow. So we have offices, not just in the Northeast Texas area, but we have the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We have them down in the Gulf Coast area, and now along the central part of the states. So now we can reach almost anywhere in the state. I think further down, maybe some of the far south Texas area, southwest Texas areas, it may still be a little difficult. One thing that I want all the schools to know is that we don't want to go into an area unless we can fully support it. And that means not just to sell it, not just to install it, but to maintain service on it. We think that that's so critical nowadays with the needs, what schools has to do and to maintain and their security assessments that they get now, is that these products are properly maintained. And so we want to make sure that we can provide that to all our TREA schools.
Follow-up service is extremely important to superintendents and school districts. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we want to see. We want to see good products. We want to see you taking care of us too. And I know for a fact that KLC does that. Well, Bill, I appreciate this very much. This has been very helpful and insightful. At least it has been to, I hope it has been to other people. Some of us have known KLC for years, and your dedication to school districts and to kids is amazing. And we very much appreciate that. And just as far as contact information, I want everybody to know they can get in touch with you by getting on our website at txrea.com. And you're on there, you're under the sponsors. And I just got to click on your icon and your contact information will come up. But if they have any other, if that doesn't work or any questions, they know they can contact me or Bonnie or any of us at TREA and we'll get them in touch with you. But thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate your being here with us today. And any final thoughts from you?
No, just looking forward to seeing everyone at Kalahari. Wish everybody well and have safe travels.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, and I hope everybody has a great day. Take care. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for listening to the Where Rural Matters podcast, brought to you by the Texas Rural Education Association. Stay connected, stay informed, and keep advocating for rural education in Texas.